WJTL, goodbye yesterday. That is Elevation Rhythm. Good morning to you at 7:20.
Otherwise, today we're going to have a cloudy day. Windy, high of 27. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, and cold. Low of 18. Your Winning Wednesday looking mostly sunny with a high of 30. Right now, we're seeing 21 here at the Junction Center.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Kevin Rivera, is here. He's the president of WEPA for Jesus Ministry. So great to have you here, Kevin. Good morning again.
Good morning, Fred.
Tell us about WEPA and what God is doing through your ministry.
All right. So WEPA is a food truck ministry. We go out feeding the homeless, the lost, people who just need to experience Jesus. Yeah. We just don't focus on the homeless. We also partner up with other ministries, churches. We do things for the school district in Lancaster with homeless kids. We experience homeless, and we partner with them and feed them and their families. We also do anything with the elderly, the widows, which is the widow events coming up. And we're just trying to partner up with anybody to glorify God in any way possible.
Yeah, you're wanting to love on people, and
food
is the way you're doing it a lot of the times. Yeah, tell us about the story the very first time that you had the food trailer out there on Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. So I just stepped out on faith. At that time, I was didn't know my purpose of being what a Christian is. So God spoke to me, told me to go out there no matter what. And I was terrified. It was during COVID time. So, and I stepped out of faith, and he guided us and led us to whoever was hungry. And the moment we stopped at downtown Lancaster, it was just, I think, 50 homeless is out there, people. And the moment they lined up, the first scoop of mashed potatoes I scooped up, and I just started crying because I realized this is what God wants to do through me. And I never thought I'd be the one to do it, but He chose me. So that's my purpose. So I'm just going to say yes to whenever He tells me to move, I'm just going to move.
Kevin, I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. So coming up, you guys have a You're Not Alone Valentine's Dinner for Widows and Widowers. Tell about that.
Yes. So this year is be the third year that we do it. It's going to be a bingo night.
Ooh,
so we're excited.
Another bingo night.
Nice cool prizes. It's going to be dinner. We have a guest speaker. Right now that's in the works, but it's going to be good. And then it's going to be music, worship, and then we always offer prayer at the end. But most important is just loving on these widows and widowers. Like I said, men are welcome too. So please, men, don't be shy. Show up. and just be in the hands and feet of Christ. That's the go.
I love that. You're Not Alone Valentine Dinner for Widows and Widowers. February 15th at the Worship Center. It's absolutely free, right?
Yes, free.
But you do need to sign up.
Yes.
Yeah. First 100 people, because you have to cap it off.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
so
yes.
Check it out online. WEPA, WEPA, WEPA for Jesus. .org is the place, because that's where they can find out all the details and sign up there as well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, looking forward to this event. Mm-hmm. And I love that you guys are reaching out in the community. I love how God is working through your ministry.
Thank you.
Yeah, once again, check it out. Those who are widows and widowers, the You're Not Alone Valentine Dinner is happening February 15th at the Worship Center. Go to wepaforjesus.org. Kevin, it was a joy to get to know you today. We'll let you go back and start making some more ice cream.
All right, Fred, thank you.
Have a great rest of your day. Josiah Queen, back to the music. This is My Promised Land on WJTL. Hey, good morning.